You're listening to SBS News.
Tali Starr endured 6 years of abuse from her husband before deciding to leave.
Initially, I felt a lot of relief when I left because I'd finally made this really difficult decision, but I just didn't realise how difficult it was going to be. I thought it would be so much easier. I'd made the hardest decision of my life. But then I was thrown into absolute chaos.
She struggled financially, spending several years homeless until she contacted a women's safety service provider. She credits them with saving her life.
The work that they do is above and beyond, and I would not have made it if I have not found that service. I'm sure of it.
But these services say they're now facing cutbacks and staff reductions. 15 domestic violence groups have written an open letter to the federal government calling for a repeat of the $150 million in federal funds provided during the pandemic. Domestic Violence New South Wales CEO Delia Donovan says it's been the worst year on record for violence against women.
We had 55 women killed from violence last year. Services are telling us some even are seeing 70% increases in demand. So domestic and family violence is going nowhere.
National statistics show on average one woman a week is murdered by her current or former partner. A quarter of Australian women have experienced physical or sexual violence from a partner, while almost 10 women are hospitalised every day for injuries perpetrated by a domestic partner. Women's Safety Minister Anne Rustin says a new national plan needs to focus on prevention.
One of the things that we must focus on going forward is not just responding, which of course we have to do, but making sure we work out what are the causes of domestic violence and prevent it from happening in the first place.
She says the consultation process on the replacement of the nation's first domestic violence national plan has now begun.
This plan needs to be a very ambitious plan. We need to make sure that we move from just reducing violence against women and their children to ending violence against women and their children.
The National Action Plan to Reduce Violence Against Women and Children is expected to commence in 2022, but domestic violence service providers say they can't wait that long. Delia Donovan says many services are at breaking point and urgent support is needed.
We're seeing services exhausted. We're seeing services with waiting lists. It's absolutely paramount we can fund them properly and ensure we can meet demand and need.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he won't preempt decisions to be announced in the May budget, but says he's open to increasing funds for domestic violence.
But I can be unequivocal in saying we're putting a record amount of money into ensuring women's safety and trying to reduce the incidence of domestic violence.
While Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is requesting a national women's summit.
Now is the time for women's voices throughout Australia to be heard. And I honestly believe that if we are going to achieve equality in this country, then now is the time.
She says violence against women will be just one topic on a broad agenda that needs to be discussed. And those impacted by sexual assault or family violence can seek 24-hour support through 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. Abby Dinham, SBS News.